Good morning. For confession of sin, I'll be reading a verse in Ephesians chapter 6. If you'd like to turn there, you may. As I was leaving the church that I grew up in that process, I was told by one of the ministers that, quote, you don't need to speak about Jesus. And I think the reason I was told that is because in that church, the ministry considered themselves uniquely qualified to talk about Jesus. As I was reading through the Evidence Bible this week, and if you're in the market for a Bible, that's a very good one. It's a study Bible by Ray Comfort. I was reading through and I happened on Ephesians 6, and there was a question there which I found very intriguing, and the question was, are you a barefoot Christian? Are you a barefoot Christian? And so I started reading and thinking about that. And so we have, in Ephesians chapter 6, we have the armor of God. We have the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth. And what's the last one? The shoes of the preparation of the gospel. And it's not just knowing the gospel. That's certainly a significant part of it, knowing the gospel. 1 Peter 3:15, being ready to give an answer for the reason of the hope that we have. That's a huge part of having being ready for sharing the gospel. But also, you know, if you walk up to a door, a lot of times there's a sign on the door and it might say, welcome. It might say, entrance. Or it might say, danger, do not enter. Or there's some sign there. There might even be a sidewalk leading you to that door. And so it says, our feet are shod with the preparation of this gospel. And so I'm thinking about a sidewalk or a welcoming sign. What can we do to present that to people? And I remember talking with Joe Hale one time, and he said, I like to ask people the question about our country. Where did all this prosperity come from? Where did these blessings come from? As a way to get people talking about God and thinking about where our blessings come from, where our foundation is for our freedom. And so I have a question for the kids. How many kids? Not very many kids here today, but a question for the kids. What size do the gospel shoes come in? What size are they available in? Are they in kid sizes? Kid sizes? They're in all sizes. The gospel shoes are available in all sizes. They're not just for a certain group of folks, not just for the elders, not just for a pastor, not just for an evangelist. But they come in all sizes. And this preparation of the gospel of peace, it protects our feet. It's part of the armor. Protects our feet. How far would you walk this? How far would you walk today if you had no shoes? It would limit where we go. It would limit what we do. It would limit our experience and it would limit our life as a Christian if we don't have gospel shoes. Let's pray. Lord, we know that you are a God of mercy, and Lord, we thank you for that, and we're glad to call you Father. Lord, we sometimes have been barefoot, and we ask your forgiveness for that. And Lord, help us to be prepared, not just prepared, but anxious to share about the wonderful hope that we have. In Jesus' name.